Being in the presence of a grizzly bear, one of Mother Nature's most powerful animals, is an awesome experience, unless that bear is in your garbage can. Unfortunately, over the past few years in Sitka, bears have become more and more common in residential neighborhoods. These bears are leaving their wild homes and moving into ours because of our garbage. The proposed ordinance is modeled on Juneau's, which has had great success simply by keeping food waste out of unsecured garbage containers. The ordinance has been tailored to fit Sitka's needs by requiring residents to properly store their food trash until 4 a.m. on the day of their garbage pickup. The Sitka Conservation Society suggests storing garbage in a garage or a shed. If that isn't possible, residents may freeze their food waste until trash day or dispose up to 200 pounds of garbage a month at the city transfer station for free. Phil Mooney is area management biologist for the Department of Fish and Game.
You may have 5 young bears in town, and then you go for a year or so that you don't have hardly any. And so everybody kind of forgets about the problem. Where the problem is really the people. It's just a matter of not willing to follow through with controlling their garbage.
According to the Sitka Conservation Society, in 2006, 101 bear calls were reported in Sitka, Hoonah, and Angoon to ADF&G, the police department, and the Forest Service. In 2007, that number jumped up to 180 calls, with a corresponding increase in the number of bears killed. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. When Juneau adopted their bear ordinance, the results were immediate. Conservation Director Paul Olson.
But here's how good Juneau's ordinance worked. In 2002, which was the first year of the ordinance, when they were just giving warnings and educating people about it, they had 1,041 bear calls. Out of those calls, they had to kill 7 bears. 2 years later, they had 182 bear calls. Of those calls, they only had to kill 2 bears.
Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt spoke in favor of the ordinance and said that the Sitka Police Department would be actively involved. Schmidt said that the police responding to bear calls would first verbally warn residents about improperly stored trash. If education fails, Schmidt said the department would write citations. Although the fine would be about the same as a traffic violation, Schmidt said, "We're not going to be the garbage police. The ordinance is about solving a problem, not an opportunity for punishment."
You know, they get too brave. They get kind of conditioned so that you shoot them with a beanbag and they come right back. They'll just go a few feet away. So that's the number one reason that I'm in favor of this. I think it's a dangerous situation that we have right now.
ADF&G's Mooney pointed out that bears conditioned to find food in Sitka can also be conditioned to move on when our trash is stored properly. Without easy garbage, the bear's natural foods are the better option.
There is a misconception that we only have to worry about this a certain time of the year. And actually, what we really want to do is bring that bear awareness around so it becomes a way of doing business year-round, of controlling our trash. Not to wait till you hear on the police blotter, or reading the police blotter, that the bear has showed up out an HPR and think, I've got about 3 or 4 days before he shows up here. Now, that's kind of the wrong approach.
The public was generally receptive to the ordinance, but one woman at the meeting said, although they were excited to get things rolling, they were in fact preaching to the choir. The Safe Neighborhood Wild Bear Ordinance will go before the Sitka Assembly on first reading on Tuesday, February 26th. Reporting in Sitka, this is Leah Mann.